This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Proverbs chapter number 10, verses 18 through 21. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. In the tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Here, Solomon's dealing with the way we speak and talk and speech and our words. You know, these four verses deals with a lot of things about the tongue. James spent a lot of time dealing with the tongue. He even went so far as to say that it was on fire and that it was a poison. And so what we see here is in verse number 18, he that hideth hatred, the idea who is concealing it with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. And of course, slandering is to bring up an evil, defaming report against someone, to say something in a derogatory, negative sense against someone. He said they are fools. Fools hide their hatred through lying. They also spread slander against people when they're not around them. They pretend to be friends. They flatter with their lips. They say things, but they hate in order for them to be able to get what they want. And they take their true feelings and they stuff them till they get what it is they're trying to do. And they harbor it, and they harbor it, and they harbor it. And my friend, when you stuff things into your heart and you harbor it, eventually it will just burst forth out. And what it does so usually in a vengeance. He says, in the multitude of words, in the multitude, the many, the abundance of words, there wanteth not sin. And here we're looking at, he's saying, when words are abounding, transgressions, sins, it's just inevitable. There doesn't lack sin. When there's a multitude of words, that word wanteth, there doesn't lack. And it's ETH, present tense. There doesn't lack any chance for sin, because when you start just speaking words, it's very easy to say something hurtful. In fact, it's easier to say something hurtful than it is to say something kind. It's easier to look at somebody and say something you don't like about them quicker than it is to stop and think about something you like about them. And they've done experiments with that in psychology. And I was actually in the 12th grade when they did one. And the person had so many things that he didn't like about me, and we didn't even know each other. And it drove me crazy. He said, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips, keeps back, doesn't speak out, is wise. It's wise not to let come out what you are thinking. The tongue of the just or the righteous man is as choice silver. How we speak, I want to be speaking that which would be that that's worth something. But the heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. See, the tongue of a righteous man is totally different than that of a fool or a wicked man. The tongue of the just, man, it's like that awesome choice silver, but the heart of the wicked, it's of little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want or lack of wisdom. Guard your tongue. Take the book of James, learn to have that tongue under the control and operation of the Holy Spirit of God.
Oh, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.